Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Giants and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Blattner. Batting second. The third baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jansen. Pitching for the New York Giants, Larry Jansen. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Cox. Batting second. The center fielder, Cully Rickard. Batting third. The right fielder, Wally Westlick. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frankie Gustin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde Klutz. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Eddie Basinski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Sewell. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Rip Sewell. And now, play ball. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rickard. Blattner reaches second base with a double. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney strikes out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blattner scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Klutz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a pop-up towards third. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Gordon moves to second. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen bunts towards the mound. Sewell fields it, throws to third for the out. There goes Jansen attempting to get to second. Here's the throw, and he's out. Double play. Kerr moves to second. Two outs. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Blattner hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blattner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greenberg moves to second. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greenberg moves to third. Kiner moves to second. Eddie Basinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basinski takes first base on ball 4. Greenberg scores. Kiner moves to third. Klutz moves to second. It's 3-1, Giants. Rip Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Pirates 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a pop-up towards third. Gustin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Marshall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rickard. Marshall reaches second base with a double. Mize moves to third. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, Giants. Preacher Rowe now pitching. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Basinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 1 in the game. Rickard takes first base on ball 4. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 1 in the game. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Pirates 1. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rickard who is chasing the ball. Kerr reaches third base with a triple. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Blattner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox has Kerr trapped. There's the throw to Klutz and over to Gustin, who tags Kerr for the out. Jansen moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 2 in the game. Rigney hits a line drive towards short. Cox catches it and throws to first to double up Blattner. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg is called out on strikes. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0 for 1 in the game. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kiner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Kiner reaches second base with a double. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klutz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Pirates 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mize hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cooper hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Eddie Basinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basinski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Basinski hits a pop-up towards third. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Wiedelman pinch hits for Preacher Rowe. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rickard hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Pirates 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Bagby now pitching. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gordon moves to third. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox has Gordon trapped. There's the throw to Klutz and over to Gustin, who tags Gordon for the out. Kerr moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Blattner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Basinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-3 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-2 in the game. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-2 in the game. Gustin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greenberg moves to second. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kiner hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Klutz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Pirates 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson strikes out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mize hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Eddie Basinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basinski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Basinski hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. LB Fletcher pinch hits for Jim Bagby. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher strikes out. Two outs. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Pirates 1. The Giants will come to bat. Elmer Singleton now pitching. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Basinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jansen hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rickard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 3 in the game. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rickard moves to second. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rickard scores. It's 6-2, Giants. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gustin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, Giants. Ken Trinkle now pitching. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Klutz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Klutz reaches second base with a double. Marshall throws the ball into Rigney, who tags Klutz trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Kiner goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 6-5 Giants. Eddie Basinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basinski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Basinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Pirates 5. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Blattner hits a fly ball into center field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 4 in the game. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Rigney moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Elmer Singleton. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rickard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-4 in the game. Westlake hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Westlake reaches second base with a double. Rickard moves to third. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Greenberg takes first base on ball four. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gustin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Gustin reaches second base with a double. Rickard scores. Westlake scores. Greenberg moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 7, and New York Giants, 6. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.